Have been bought, they prefer happiness and in this world than in the world hereafter. My 72 truthful man prefer happiness in the world hereafter, and that is why they are with me in Karbala. That night Imam al-Hussein wrote a letter to his child friend, to his childhood friend Habib ibn al-Zahir, who was in Kufa. قال أقدم إلي يا حبيب. Kufa was blocked off and nobody was allowed to leave. Habib ibn al-Zahir did not know the whereabouts of Aba Abdullah until the letter from Aba Abdullah al-Hussein arrived at his house. At that time, he was having breakfast with his wife and young son. Habib read the letter from Imam al-Hussein. He kissed it and tears began to flow from his eyes. His wife asked him what was wrong. Ya Habib, lima al-buka? Why are you crying, O Habib? I have received, he told her, I have received a letter min Aba Abdullah, wa huwa wahidan fi Karbala. Received a letter from my master Aba Abdullah. He has asked me to join him in Karbala. Yazid's soldiers have surrounded him and are after his life. Habib's wife said, "Idhab ya Habib." Habib, your childhood friend has called you. Aba Abdullah has called you the son of Fatima, has called you. Your master needs your help. What are you waiting for, Habib? Idhab before it is too late. Habib's worry was how to escape from Kufa without being seen. He instructed his slave to take his horse to a farm outside the city and to wait for him there. The slave did as he was told. The slave took Habib's horse to the farm outside the city. He waited for his master. His master was delayed. The slave started talking to the horse. Aya khayr, Aba Abdullah wahidan fi Karbala. Oh horse, Master Imam Hussein is in trouble. He needs help. He asked my Master Habib to join him. Master Habib is late. Horse, if he does not manage to escape from Kufa, I will ride on you and go to my master Aba Abdullah. At Asr time, most of the men were in the mosque. Habib managed to reach the farm where his horse was waiting. He quickly mounted his horse answer to a slave, اذهب فأنت حر إلى الله. Go, my friend, go, I am freeing you from my service. نادى الخادم قال مولاي حبيب أتزعجني وأترك مولاي حسين. Why are you doing this to me, O Master Habib? You are not being fair. I have served you faithfully for years. Now I have a chance to serve the son of Lady Fatima. Why are you not giving me this chance? And you are asking me to go. Why are you denying me a place in heaven? Habib was taken back by the words of his slave. He was pleased to hear that he had recognized the difference between the truth and the wrongful. He wanted to sacrifice his life for Abu Abdullah. Habib asked his slave to mount his horse. Together they galloped towards Karbala. أهلاً بحبيب. Welcome, حبيب. This is your destiny, يا حبيب. حبيب reached Karbala late in the evening. Abu Abdullah al-Hussein greeted him with great affection. Lady Zainab heard that Habib had come. She asked her maid Fidda to convey her greetings to Habib. When Habib heard that Mawlati Zainab has said greetings to him, Dhaba, he screamed out in grief and anger. He threw his turban down on the ground. He slapped his face. Tears rolled down his cheeks. And he spoke what he said. Mawlati Zainab to sallim ala Habib. من آل بيت الطوري وأسادي. What has happened to the household of Lady Fatima, the princess, granddaughter of the Holy Prophet, the daughter of Ali, and Fatima is sending her greetings to an ordinary person like me? Yazid, you beast, you tyrant, what have you done to the household of Lady Fatima? Day and night of Muharram passed by. وجاءت الكلت الوجاء اليوم عاشورا. جميعا وحبيبا ومظلوما وشهيدا. أدان علي الأكبر gave adhan for the last time. Yazid soldiers blew the trumpets to start the battle. One by one, Imam al-Hussein's companions went to the battlefield and gave their lives for Islam. Imam al-Hussein, Abul Fadl al-Abbas, عليم الأكبر. We're busy from dawn to midday, collecting bodies from the battlefield. Between ظهر and عصر time, حبيب ابن مظاهر came to the Imam. He said, مولاي ائذن لي بالقتال سيدي. مولاي أبا عبد الله, allow me to go to the battlefield. Let me sacrifice myself for the son of Fatima. حبيب Imam al-Hussein told حبيب, my childhood friend, stay with me. You give me comfort. Please, my friend, do not go to the battlefield. As حبيب persisted with his request, eventually Abu Abdullah told him, اذهب يا حبيب في أمان الله يا حبيب الله في أمان الله يا شهيد الله في أمان الله يا حبيب الله في أمان الله يا شهيد الله. أبو عبد الله mounted his friend حبيب on the horse. حبيب ابن مظاهر rode into the battlefield. He fought bravely. As a sword struck حبيب while he was on the horse. حبيب cried out, سيدي يا أبا عبد الله عليك مني السلام, هذا علي يبلغك السلام. سيدي Imam al-Hussein rushed to Habib. He grabbed Habib, he put his head on his lap. He told him, Habibullah, why did you leave me? Oh Habibullah, why did you leave me? Ya Rafiq Darbi, why did you leave me, oh my childhood friend? لعن الله قاتليك يا حبيب يا حبيب. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا آل محمد أي منقلب ينقلبون. والعاقبة للمتقين, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. إلهي بحق صديقي ورفيقي أبي عبد الله الحسين حبيب ابن مظاهر, فرج عنا, اقضي حوائجنا, انصر الذين يقاتلون ويدافعون عن المقدسات. إلى شاهي بفاطمة وأبوها وبعلها وبنوها والسر المستودع فيها عجل لوليك الفرج سيدي أعزيك في هذه الليالي والأيام أعزيك بمصاب جدك المظلوم العطشان يا الله 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 إلهي cure our sick إلهي please hasten the return of our Imam Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Mahdi عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه والذابين عن والمسارعين إليه والمستشهدين بين يديه ورحمة الله وبركاته الفاتحة تسبق والصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.